Back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, the head of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO talked about the role of training and apprenticeships in workforce development. But training can happen well before the professional development level. And that's important in an era in which trade contractors say they have a difficult time finding skilled workers.
This weekend, 14 teams of high school students from around the state will put their skills to the tests. The four-person teams will have less than 12 hours to build a section of home from scratch. The competition is called the Skills USA Wisconsin Carpentry Teamwork State Competition, and competitors will use blueprint reading skills, drywalling, plumbing, electrical work skills, and more.
Skills USA Wisconsin has been around for more than 40 years, although the teamwork competition is only in its fourth year. Brent Kindred is the executive director of Skills USA Wisconsin, and Jeff Lemmer is an instructor at Bradley Tech High School here in Milwaukee. They join Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to explain their work with students and how it fits into the bigger picture.
The whole idea behind the TeamWorks competition is to mimic what these students would have to do in industry. So it is a team of four students. And just as we are required in our places of work to work in teams, to be responsible, to communicate with one another, that is exactly what these students will do, starting from a drawing and getting their materials and deciding who's going to do what, all the way down to the electrical, the plumbing, the rough framing, carpentry, doors, and drywall and things of that nature. So it really is meant to mimic what would happen on the job site and really to assess how the students are doing working as a team to complete this home section that they will be working on.
So, Jeff, what kind of lessons and prep work are you doing in the classroom at Bradley Tech in order to prepare your students for this kind of challenge? Jeff, as Brent mentioned, you know, it's everything from plumbing to drywall. So I bet there's a lot of lesson plans to cover to be able to do those.
Yes. Well, at Tech, we have 8 tech and trade instructors. So we have 2 carpentry teachers. And what they do is incorporate some of the, I'd say, contests. So in addition to the TeamWorks, Skills USA has other regional, district, and state event in April where students can compete in there's about 100 competitions, including carpentry, plumbing, electrical construction, wiring. And for example, this past weekend, we just got back from North Central Tech College at a regional in Wausau, and we had our student compete in the electrical wiring competition. And it was an awesome experience for the student. It was his first time competing in it, and he worked on wiring switches, lights, and outlets to a circuit box. And what that does is in the classroom, we can basically incorporate those competitions right into the classroom. So our carpentry teacher can take that competition, put it right in the classroom during regular instruction time to test the student in the electrical wiring. They have the same thing with carpentry. Last year we hosted a district event where our student, Ray Sean, competed in carpentry. So the same idea applies. There's specific guidelines, and each competition is made from industry standards. The industry tells us what they need, and they incorporate that into these competitions so that the students are learning real applicable skills. Yeah, so now for this team of four contest, you know, we have a student focusing on electrical, another one kind of trying to specialize in plumbing. So when they go to this TeamWorks competition, again, as Brenton was saying, they'll be able to work together as a team to try and make this little structure with the plumbing, electrical, and masonry component in it.
Yeah, so there's a combination of hard and soft skills, especially when it comes to, as you mentioned, Brent, showing professionalism. So how do you foster that part with your students of learning to cooperate and be professional and be real team players when it comes to executing their part well, but also making sure the whole project comes out?
Well, I think that part of the TeamWorks and part of just practicing working with each other. Another great component of Skills USA, they have a soft skills curriculum that you can incorporate into the classroom, teaching everything from, again, teamwork.
Project management.
Thank you.
Responsibility, career exploration is all part of the Career Essentials soft skills program.
There you go. So learning these and practicing these in the classroom, again, teaches these students some skills that we may often take for granted. Working with industry, one of the biggest complaints we hear often is, you know, students lack the soft skills when working with each other, you know, and even just simply taking orders or direction that, you know, if they haven't experienced it before, they may not understand that's just what's needed to get the job done. It's nothing personal. So through these competitions and through teamworks, they can really practice these skills and show off how far they've come and demonstrate to themselves and to the public, you know, that they're ready for the next step in their career.
What traits have you recognized in your students that make them ideal for this kind of competition and ideally for this kind of long-term professional growth?
For example, again, Ray Sean, I'm using his as an example. He's our did the electrical construction wiring. Very energetic. He's a senior. This past summer, he worked at We Energies through a youth apprenticeship. And after doing that electrical construction wiring, I mean, you should have seen how excited he was. It was his first time, and he was telling me how fast the other students were going. He's like, oh, they're going so quick. But he's a football player, has that competitive nature in him. And he's ready for the next time to go bigger and stronger. And when they come back, their eagerness to learn is what's most exciting when they go through these competitions, because every competition they get feedback from, whether it's electrical, there's some leadership competitions, job interview, job skill demo. And when the students come back and see their feedback, their eagerness to learn and improve themselves is what's, I think, is one of the most beneficial parts of Skills USA and getting them on their career path of what they want to do. So they're learning what it is they enjoy to do. And they also learn, you know, if there's something they don't like to do. They switch paths. There's so many different pathways they can do in Skills USA that if they find one they don't enjoy, they can try a different one next time and continually improve from the feedback. And it's that eagerness to learn and finding the students' eagerness to try and find out what it is they like to do that I think, again, makes them best prepared for whatever pathway they choose, whether it's carpentry, plumbing, electrical, or any of the other competitions that Skills USA offers.
So, Brent, throughout the life of Skills USA, as you probably know the best, there's a demand right now for people who are well-versed in the skilled trades, but the supply is not quite evening out as compared to, say, 20, 30 years ago, where there were more people available in this workforce. So do you think these students are recognizing this and taking advantage, or do you see change in people who are simply coming and observing, recognizing that this is a landscape that needs to change?
Again, great question, and I would say it's both of those examples that you cited. Students are recognizing that some of these jobs that we have in the skill and technical trades, some of these STEM pathways that we have, they're fantastic jobs. They're noble careers. The careers that we have within Skills USA are some of the careers to the middle class, which is the American dream, is to make sure that you have a family-sustaining wage, you've got gainful employment, and you like what you do. So the students are recognizing it, communities are recognizing it, and obviously parents, I think, are recognizing it as well. We are seeing a lot of interest around a competition like TeamWorks, even though it's only been around for 4 years, because it embodies everything that industry is looking for in young people. And what we're trying to do in this organization is to get more young people in the pipeline. And we're trying to do it while they're in middle school and high school so that they can find that career. And then they can go post-secondary, whichever direction that they choose, whether it's an apprenticeship career, 1 or 2 year technical college, 4 year university, or some of our students will go directly into the world of work. And if that is right for them, then that is right for them. So it's through these competitions and these career pathways, through the leadership and the character development that we do in Skills USA, and we've successfully married that with the technical skills as well. There's another piece that I'll mention that Jeff highlighted just a few minutes ago. Skills USA in a young person's life might be the one place where they are recognized for being the best carpenter. It might be the one place that they are recognized for being the best electrician, plumber, or with any one of our career pathways in our competitions, welder, automotive, diesel, whatever it might be. And what I'm most proud of is if that is the reason why a student goes home and they tell mom and dad that they want to be a carpenter or a plumber, electrician, a mason, then our organization is doing its job because it's giving that student the confidence and it's inspiring them to do what they want to do.
Jeff, have you found that this confidence and this enthusiasm for a career path in the trades is something that's difficult to foster as a teacher, as a sustainable goal? I mean, because I know Bradley Tech, you're an MPS school that definitely encourages students learning the trades. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're also probably being bombarded by college applications and seeing the college four-year university path as the more, you know, quote, traditional way to go. So do you think that it's difficult to point kids in this direction?
It is a work in progress. I think, and that's a national thing as far as, you know, a four-year college degree is not the only option and really making that clear to students. There's apprenticeships, as Brent was saying, there's two-year technical colleges. And at Bradley Tech especially, you know, we're really pushing those other pathways. We have a strong partnership already with Milwaukee Area Technical Colleges with a lot of articulated pathways in carpentry, welding, CNC machining, and some of the web design pathways. So the students are already there and they're already getting a lot of extra guidance for these other pathways that are outside of the four-year college degree. And SkillsUSA just is another complement to that. And getting them to these competitions and showing them you can be really successful at these skills and jump right into the workforce if you want, or just obtain this two-year degree, go into the workforce, and you can always continue education later down the road if need be. But there's always, I think, going to be that little challenge when students first come in, because that message out there is always that four-year degree, but we're trying to change that narrative, and there's been a lot of people behind it, and SkillsUSA is just another one to really show students these opportunities and teach them, because a lot of them just don't know about these opportunities available to them, and try and really try out these different career pathways.
What kind of changes have you seen in your students as they become more confident in their skills and realize that this is the path that they want to do?
I'm glad you asked that question. We had, just from this last one, we probably had strongest competition at this last one at the North Central Tech College. We came out with 7 medals. And even the students that don't earn the medals, I mean, when they experience something that they really enjoy, they come back to school and they really see a purpose to what they're learning in the classroom. Again, we had another student, Mark Anthony, who is first time ever competing. And his teacher, Mr. Rupel, was saying how he can tech draft anything. He can draw anything up on Inventor. And sure enough, he goes to the competition and he comes out with the gold medal in it. And also in a CO2 dragster competition, you should have just seen him light up and how excited he is for these next trips. You know, the students are always hesitant when they're first going on these trips. They need that little extra push to first get them out of their comfort zone and try something new. But once he experienced it and he kind of saw what it was all about, and he's just pumped for these next competitions to really enhance his skills. He got feedback from what he still needed improvement on, which he's already studying this week, so that this next time he'll be even better. And again, just that excitement from these competitions and seeing the career pathways that they're available, that are available to them, really excites the students to kind of really find out what it is they like to do. And again, in education, and I think in college too, there's so many students that, you know, they could go through all of college and still not really understand what they want to do. And SkillsUSA provides the opportunity to try out over 100 different skilled pathways, find out what it is you like to do or what it is you don't like to do. And once you find kind of that purpose and what you really like to do, that really motivates students intrinsically to follow through and continue learning about that skill and specialize in it.
Now, Brent, as Jeff mentioned, there's some reticence across the nation of encouraging students, both from middle school through high school, to go into trades. How do you think this can change? What would you like to highlight when it comes to keeping this industry healthy and working?
The work that we're doing both in TeamWorks and SkillsUSA is a national calling, because it doesn't matter what newspaper you open, there's such a need for skilled and technical workers. And what we're doing is we are inspiring parents. We're inspiring young people that these are noble careers, that these are careers that they can work a lifetime in, and they can be happy. And they can earn a great wage. SkillsUSA instills a passion. It inspires families, inspires communities, and certainly inspires young people to continue on with these career pathways. And for me, I like to hear Jeff talk about those individual students that he has at Bradley Tech, because he's doing such a great job at Bradley Tech, and the Bradley Tech staff on a whole is doing such a good job with SkillsUSA. And I'm proud that SkillsUSA is part of the formula at Bradley Tech to help get these young people inspired into these careers, into these career pathways, because the benefactor is our economy. The benefactor are all the businesses and industries around the state.
Well, Brent Kindred and Jeff Lemmer, thank you both so much for coming in today to talk about the work you're doing with SkillsUSA and, of course, the students.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brett Kindred is the executive director of SkillsUSA Wisconsin, and Jeff Lemmer is an instructor at Bradley Tech High School. The SkillsUSA Wisconsin Carpentry Teamwork State Competition takes place this weekend at the State Fair Park Expo Center, where some of Lemmer's students will compete. You can find out more about the competition and about SkillsUSA at wuwm.com.